Welcome back to Stand-Up Comedy Secrets for Beginners. I'm Ron Temple, and I'm here again with leading stand-up comedy expert Steve Roy. Steve, I have a question. Do you have any experience with stage fright?
I actually have more experience with stage fright than I would like to have had.
Well, you can only imagine, huh?
And just so that people know what we're talking about when we are talking about stage fright, we're talking about a situation where you're in front of a group of people and you are experiencing extreme fear, extreme doom. And let me tell you what, it's gripping. It's gripping.
Now the audience, our listeners mainly know that we're both retired Navy. We both spent 20 years in the Navy. We both were in pretty fearful situations. So compare, contrast.
Oh, well, you know, I got shot at when I was in the first Gulf War. Our ship got shot at, and it was pretty harrowing. But stage fright lasts longer.
See, I knew you were going to say that. Anybody that's experienced stage fright kind of understands that, I think.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like I say, you've got to know what it is. And man, it's just, you've got this feeling of doom or peril. Your mouth is dry. You may be sweating profusely. You may be shaking, physically shaking, which I got to experience all these things. And I'll tell you what happened with my very first stage fright experience. And believe it or not, it was in the Navy. And here's what happened. I put in for a advanced school called Preventive Medicine School. And it was 6 months long, pretty interesting curriculum. It's basically the Navy's version of the public health service, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's the people that do all the food sanitation inspections, the people that do all the communicable disease investigating and reporting, the people that monitor the water, the people that catch mosquitoes and identify those. I mean, it's just all this pest control and all these things all wrapped into one. Well, part of this process of this school is you had to go through a 3-week version of instructor training. And the reason being is in that field, you did a lot of training. You gave a lot of different classes, a wide variety of classes that you had to do all the time. Well, we came to that part of the curriculum, and the big finale is you give your 10-minute lecture. They show you how to make up a lesson plan, and you give your 10-minute lecture on whatever you wrote about that you wanted to present to the class, and that was your finale. I got the lowest grade you could possibly get and still pass. Okay, now here's what happened. Now keep in mind, I had no experience. I had never had a negative experience, never been in front of a group of people, so I didn't have anything to fall back on. But as soon as I stood in front of that class, dude, I had the white knuckle grip on the podium. I could just barely get the words out that were on the paper. I mean, it was horrible. I was just so frightened and so gripped with fear. Well, I made it through that and went to my first duty station. And man, I was like, oh my God, here we go. Because you know how the Navy works. Once you get out of school, you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Okay. There's none of this, you know, well, we'll do a little trial period here, whatever. No, it doesn't work that way. So I report as a brand new preventive medicine technician to my first duty station in Jacksonville, Florida. And one of the first things I'm assigned to do is provide food service sanitation classes. Okay. And that's 6 hours, 6 hours of times and temperatures and, you know, don't spit in the leftovers, you know, all that stuff.
Well, go in there before 6 hours.
Yeah.
Six hours. Now, is that because you were a new guy? Is that
that's the mandatory.
The new guy's here, he gets to take over?
No, that's the mandatory training that's required for all food service workers. So I had to do that both for the military and the civilian food service workers. So I get started doing this, and I'm still grappling with the whole stage fright thing. And they already have the lessons done, so I didn't have to produce those. I just had to present them. And I think I was on my third food service lecture, because we did these once or twice a month. That there were that many food service workers that we had to accommodate. And let me tell you what, I'm about halfway through this lecture, and there may have been 25 people in the room, and one of the guys that was in the class fell asleep so hard, his head fell off his arm, banged the table, and it startled everybody else, what woke them up. And it was at that moment, for me, in the classroom, that the stage fright thing went away. It was replaced with anger. I was literally livid at myself that I was causing people to lapse into a coma.
This concludes this episode sample. For full access, register now at comedyuniversity.com.